boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I absolutely embarrassed myself at the gym today, which, you know what, honestly, now that I say that, it happens pretty often.
Oh, I walk in and I'm like, I'm already embarrassed. I haven't even done anything.
But I wanted to try something new at the gym, which does not happen often for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I had cardio. I have cardio Monday, Wednesdays, and sometimes Fridays as well. And I wanted to try jump roping.
Okay.
But
that's good cardio, I know, I believe.
It is really good cardio. But I had two things about cardio that I was a little nervous about. The first thing is, it has been a little over a year since my knee surgery, and there is a mental block with that and a fear of jumping. I just have a fear of jumping in general since my knee surgery. So I thought maybe jump roping would be good for me because it would get over my mental block and that fear of just jumping in general.
Yeah, because it's little jumps.
Exactly. So what I did when I started jump roping is that I just kind of let the jump rope go over me, and I stepped over it. First couple times, just stepped over it to like kind of get over the fear of the rope is kind of what I did first. Once I kind of got a little bit more comfortable, I was like, all right, it's time to jump, baby. We got this. So I did my first jump. And then it comes the second jump. And I can't do it. I can jump rope the first time, but when it comes for the second time, I can't do it.
Like you couldn't jump, or you just missed?
No, I can't. I miss every time.
Oh, shoot. You miss? Oh, did you do like the ankle whack? Because that hurts.
Oh, my God.
That hurts.
Every time. Every time. Dude, I suck at jump roping. It's like, you know, some people say like, oh, if you get on a bike after many years, you'll be just fine. Don't listen to them about jump roping. You do not know how to do it after many years. I used to be so good as a kid. I could like twist it, do all sorts of things. And you could do it fast, really fast. Mm-hmm. I could jump. You know, I can't do that. I lost my jump roping.
I need to propose something. And that is jump rope for heart for adults. That's why we were so good. Because it was serious in elementary school.
I wanted that frisbee.
Okay, I wanted that frisbee, and I was going
to
do 20 minutes.
And you had to jump rope fast.
Yeah, for little prizes like frisbees and stuff.
I forgot about that. No wonder I was good at it.
I have been looking for motivation to work out for the last, I don't know, 6 months, and I think I just found it. Nothing is more motivating than jump rope for heart. Bring it back.
Bring it back for adults. I'll see you at the YMCA this Saturday.
I'm down, and I will get competitive about it.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know when you find something on TikTok and you fall down a bit of a hole and then you're like, wow, I really feel like I know these people and I am involved in this drama?
Oh, 100%. Currently, it is this couple who... I think the guy is like an NFL dude, and then the girl, I don't know who she is, but they broke up.
I know who you're talking about. I don't know their names either.
Yeah, but apparently everybody loved them. I didn't know who they were until they broke up, but it's very juicy.
It is tea. The thing that is all over my For You page now is another couple on TikTok, Alex Warren and Cover. They were part of the Hype House, I guess, back in 2020.
I haven't seen this yet, but I have seen that those two names be popping up on my TikTok For You page.
They had a big wedding. It looked amazing. Tons of TikTok influencers were invited. And there's a bit of drama at the center of it all because there was one influencer specifically whose name is Lila. She vlogged the entire wedding and people are really, really upset about it. So I want to give you a little bit of more details and then you tell me how you're feeling about this because I feel like I have my opinion made up.
Okay.
She vlogged it, so she took clips of everything, all of the attendees. There was a part where she was like standing almost in the aisle where they ended up walking down, like almost doing an OOTD, showing off her dress and stuff. Basically,
question.
Yes.
For the glass room. Were they walking down at the moment?
No, it was like as she was probably finding her seat. But she was kind of using it as the backdrop for
this
clip.
That's fine.
Yeah, like really.
Question for the room.
Documenting.
Sorry, one more. Did they say no phones?
Yes.
They did.
That's what's come out after the fact.
Okay, then I have a problem with this.
Here's the two problems is that she posted the vlog on TikTok before the couple was even able to post anything from their own wedding.
Red flag right there. We got two ring-a-ding-dings.
And then as more people are chiming in like, oh, this is annoying, this is wrong, it's been exposed that there were signs at the ceremony that said, we hope you unplug with us for this ceremony.
That's
so
cute.
She didn't follow it, though. She took clips and then she posted them before the couple could.
Can I have that bell?
Oh.
Or can you ring it twice for me?
Sure.
There was two red flags there. One, they asked you to unplug, and two, she posted before they could post it. There's two red flags right there.
I feel like
otherwise, I mean, if they didn't ask you to unplug,
right,
and you posted after, I wouldn't have had a problem with this at all. You could vlog my whole wedding. Someone needs to document it. I wouldn't have cared. Because someone needs to believe I actually got married love of God.
Okay, so you just found who you're going to hire then.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
If you go to the same gym as me, beware. Beware. It is not safe.
Well, because you're like slanging weights everywhere or what?
Well, girl, sometimes I can't even do more than 5 pounds. So
fair.
No, you should beware because I come up with nicknames for some of the people in the gym because it's you start to get familiar because you start to get the same schedule.
Yeah, I think this is normal.
Yeah, with some of the people in the gym. It's almost like, do you remember a couple of weeks ago we asked everybody to call in and tell us like, What are the nicknames you have for your next door neighbors or just the neighbors you have in your neighborhood? Well, I have like nicknames for the people in the gym.
I think I do too, because it's not people that I know. I would never be like, hey, what's your name? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess maybe if I had to, but I have names that I call them to my boyfriend, like, and we know who we're talking about.
Yeah. And then God forbid, I would never say this to their face, right?
Because are yours mean?
Only one. Oh. Only one is mean. The rest are, I would never say it to their face. Never, ever. Only one I would say is maybe mean. It's just the way that they use the elliptical. They look like a praying mantis. That's it.
That's kind of majestic. Honestly, that might be a compliment. Honestly.
Dude, it's because they're fit, dude. I'm like, you look like a praying mantis. I don't even really consider it mean. But otherwise, there's one guy who's like, he's so into his workouts. And honestly, he scares me. He gets like, he's all dressed in black and he's got like gloves on and he's like, huh! And he scares me. Honestly, I feel like he could beat the crap out of me in like 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I am very, very in love with this man.
that is not what I thought you were going to say.
I'm in love with him because he's so buff and beautiful. But he reminds me of one of the songs I work out to. And it's called Iron Out the Maiden, and it's by this guy named Shaman, and so I call him Shaman.
Oh.
Don't ask why. And then there's one other person who I call DOM, which stands for Dirty Old Man.
What?
It is an older man who does not clean the
equipment.
The equipment. He uses the treadmill every day, and that man sweats all over it.
That's nasty.
Dude, he sweats all over it. And even our manager of our gym gets so disgusted by it and like talks crap about this guy to me all the time. So I call him Dirty Old Man or DOM. And
I do think that one is deserved. What I have at my gym, I can think of three people. I have the punching bag guy, because there's a punching bag in my gym that nobody uses except this one guy. So if he's there, I'm going to talk about it. There's the grunting guy because I've never seen him.
How loud is he grunting?
I haven't seen him. My boyfriend has seen him. They've been together at the same time and he says he can hear him through his AirPods. He's like, this guy is loud.
The manager of our gym, he grunts really loud.
I mean, I get it. Sometimes I let out a groan, but this guy, it's a regular thing.
I do sometimes too and I'm like, did anyone hear that? That's embarrassing.
The last guy I think would be friends with the guy that you're in love with at your gym. I call him the Watcher.
Why?
I also think he's kind of scary because anytime I'm there and he's also there, I don't ever see him actually working out.
I love those people.
I see him standing. There's like a little ramp up to our turf area. He just stands up there and watches. And I'm like, what are you looking at, buddy?
I had a couple people at my older gym that were like that. They would get the equipment set. They would put the weights on it. And you're like, here we go. Here we go. They're going to do something. They did nothing. You're like, I would call them the watcher as well.
It's kind of scary.
And majestic.
And also a little majestic.
I was just telling you about how I have these nicknames, and even you do too, for people in the gym that we see on a regular basis. It's almost like we're practically married to them at this rate.
But you just don't know their names. So you're like, oh, no. I'll call you watcher or whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of like, okay, we do that to other people. What are people calling us?
Oh, 100%. They see us on a regular basis, Monday through Sunday on the treadmill. Well, you're like, well, I missed a couple days.
Yeah, that actually brings me to my first thing that I think people could call me. I think it's Skip.
I was joking.
I think people could call me Skip because honestly, my schedule at the gym is pretty erratic. You know, you don't know when to expect me. I'm going to pop up whenever I want. So I could see somebody being like,
that's funny.
There's Skip. Today I actually showed up.
That's funny. I was joking about that.
No,
that's
I could
funny.
See that. If anybody really noticed when I'm going to the gym, I guess. Another thing I was thinking of is something that I do at the gym is stand in the corner a lot. And I like to face the corner because I don't like to look at people. So that made me think of the movie. Is it Dirty Dancing where they're like, nobody puts baby in a corner?
Yeah.
I think that my name could be Baby. Baby in the corner if you want, because I am always in the corner.
You honestly... Because you told me you did this, I do it now too.
It's much more peaceful. I look like an idiot, but I don't care.
It's more because I'm embarrassed now.
I would rather stare at the wall than somebody think I'm staring at them.
I'm rooting for baby right now.
I like baby because this baby is always in the corner. And then the last thing I'm like, okay, my appearance is really scary at the gym. I don't look good ever because I go right away in the morning. Okay. I'm not kidding. I wake up, I roll out of bed, brush my teeth, and I go.
Where does your hair? What do you wear?
Well, that brings me to the nickname. I could be called Rat's Nest because that's what it looks like. I don't brush it. I literally put it up in a ponytail. So I could see somebody being like, oh, God, Rat's Nest is here this morning looking crazy. Those are my names, and if anybody wants to call me them.
Or Ratty. I like that one, too.
That's what I'm thinking. I would take any of those
too
names.
Too bad, because I know you go with your boyfriend, too. Like, oh, man. Because it could have been like the Three Musketeers or something.
Dumb and Dumber. I don't know. There's options out there. I could see any of those based on the way that I act at the
Three
gym.
Blind Mice.
Yeah.
Well, darn. Oh, well.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, you honestly, in that moment, you just inspired a couple for me, which I was the complainer. Or
that's Karen.
Karen right there. Because I complain the entire time. Like if neighbor man's telling me like do three more, I'm like, I'll do one more set. Thanks. I'm good. Homie.
I'll speak to the manager.
I'll speak to the manager so I could be Karen. Or I was thinking like I always like half it. I don't do a full, you know, so maybe there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
Like donkey.
Donkey?
Because I am.
Oh. I like donkey. That's my favorite.
That's a good one. Or what I was thinking. Hear me out, okay? What I was thinking was, you know how I have sweaty dogs?
My feet. I don't know that, but you do say that.
I have sweaty feet, right? And my dogs are always hot. Same thing happens with my butt, okay? I have a hot butt.
Okay.
If you didn't know. So at the gym, when I get up off of the rowing machine or any machine, I leave a trail of sweat. Okay.
Do you want to continue saying what you're saying? this is gross.
So my idea was sweaty bottom. But I don't know. But I'm like, we could spice it up more. Instead of sweaty bottom, what if it was bikini bottom?
I want to workshop it a little bit.
What? Oh, you didn't like it. Okay.
What if we call you Shrek and you could say, get out me swamp.
It's time for a Taylor window update. with those girls in the afternoon on
Z102.9. I gotta open these things up because I swear to God, I look outside every day. Where'd that plant come from? That one?
That's a like a tree, bush.
Honestly, it looks tropical.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. It looks like some sort of palm plant.
It does.
And it is literally right behind my head. And why is it that I'm just now noticing it today?
You think it just sprouted overnight?
It's massive. And if it wasn't, if it has been there, it hasn't been that large in a very long time. So I'm now concerned, like, am I dumb? Am I not paying attention? Or did somebody plant that plant last night?
I'm thinking, well, I don't know if I've even noticed it, to be honest with you.
That's why I just had to crack these things open.
I think I would have noticed something that looked tropical a long time ago.
I think we've been missing out here.
This whole time I wanted to go to Hawaii, but Hawaii was in front of me the
whole
time. That's
what I'm saying. So I'm going to leave this open so that we feel
like we're in Hawaii.
We are on a tropical vacation. This is the closest we're going
to
get.
The next thing we need is just a volcano.
Okay, that we might need to...
I learned how to make one in school. Just get me some paper, some glue.
I might need you to do that.
What are you looking at me for?
No, that's great. I'm actually really excited and I need you to do that.
We're going to need a lot of paper.
That's fine.
A lot of glue.
Yeah, that's fine.
And some, I think some color dye.
We can make this happen.
And then what if it was a slide?
Oh, you're going to make it life size.
What do you think I was going to do?
I don't know, like a little diorama. Like
no,
you did in school.
I was thinking we put this on the front lawn and it's a slide. It's a volcano slide. And I'll just make it erupt every once in a while when I feel like it. Surprise!
I like
it's erupted.
I'm saying this needs to happen. So get to work.
Well, that's a lot of work. I might be getting a lot of paper cuts.
What I can do is I can find the paper for you, which is me stealing it from this company.
I was thinking maybe call the Gazette or something.
Hey, maybe it'll be a community project. Move over Mount Trashmore.
Oh, you know what? Somebody moved the Mount Trashmore to our front lawn.
Well, I think it might be easier for you just to build this little diorama.
All right, I'll let you know when I get the volcano.
Perfect.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Taylor. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Who is that?
That was can I tell you that was the funniest thing ever.
Was that AI?
No, that was Scott from the gym class over at 1600, our brother station 1600 ESPN. I said, can you do me a favor? All I need to do is to say Taylor for me. And he's like, I'll do anything for ratings.
Jesus, he should take up side gig in AI because he's gonna be a robot. Okay, well, to catch you up to speed, like, why is this happening? I don't really know, but I opened our email, thosegirls@kzia.com, today to see if anybody needed some advice, some help, some guidance from the people. And what do you know? Destiny was in our email.
I was.
Asking for help.
You know what's funny? I don't have the password to the email. I lost it a long time ago, so I can't get into the email, but I sure know how to email. It's just thosegirls@kzia.com. So I emailed thosegirls@kzia.com with my own problem, because why not? If it's open to everyone, why can't I do it?
So I don't know, bear with me. I don't even know what's going on today.
Dear Destiny, Taylor, my friend Taylor has volunteered me to do karaoke at McGrath Amphitheater this Friday, and it's my first time ever. I'm freaking out now because I have no idea what I'm doing. How do I pick one song that I have to perform on such a big stage? Please help. What song should I sing?
That's it. Okay.
What? God. What?
So, yeah. Destiny's never done karaoke before.
Nope.
And I don't want you to get it twisted. I'm not by any means like some regular at karaoke nights.
Yeah, but you've done it before.
I have done it before. I guess the only thing that I can really, really think of, I can't tell you what song you're going to do. I don't know what songs you know all the words to.
Mm-hmm.
But my advice, I guess, to get you a step closer is to not do a song that you love, not your favorite song, because what's going to happen is you're going to butcher it. You're going to sound like crap. And inevitably, somebody's going to be videotaping your performance. Me, I will be videotaping it. And when you watch it back, you're going to be like, wow, I can never listen to Post Malone again. And I just ruined my own life.
Dude, everybody wants me to sing Post Malone. So I guess I
don't do it.
That's good advice.
You're going to ruin it if you sing something that you love. So you got to do something that you like. Obviously, you got to know it. You got to know the words.
Mm.
But I don't know that it should be something that you like listen to all the time.
All the time.
Because it's going to be ruined for you. Stop. That's my advice.
That still doesn't help me, though. Because if Post Malone's out, I still don't know what song to sing. I truly don't know what song to sing. Everybody here at the office is like, what are you singing on Friday? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, so cut the questions and we want suggestions.
I need suggestions.
Okay, well, call us and give us your best advice for her, that fool, dear Destiny.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Taylor with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
That's right. Things are a little different today.
I just want to switch it to Dear Taylor every week. I just like the way it's happened.
I appreciate it. Destiny is using Dear Destiny selfishly. Because she's got her first ever karaoke gig this Friday at the McGrath Amphitheater. And that's a pretty big stage. So you're freaking out. You have no idea, no direction as to what song to go with. So that's kind of what we're tackling this afternoon, mm-hmm. is giving you at least some direction, because I have heard you all over the hallways of this building today. People asking, oh, what song are you going to sing? And you're like, I don't know.
I really don't.
So maybe we won't exactly find it today, but I think we can find you at least some direction.
I like that.
So I told you, don't pick something that you love. Don't pick a Post Malone. Don't pick a song that you love to like belt out in the car.
Return of the Mac is my favorite song of all time. Don't do it.
You're going to ruin it. You're going to see videos back because I'm going to be recording it. Duh. And it's going on my Instagram story.
What?
Yeah. And
don't tag me.
When you watch it, you're going to be like, oh God, I can never hear that song again. And you're going to think about how bad you sounded. So I've been over here cooking, thinking what song you should sing. And I do actually have a suggestion for you.
Oh, Lord.
Queen.
How long is this song?
That's why I picked it. It is 5 minutes long.
Why would you do that to people?
Because if you're going to do it, I think you should get... You said one song, one night only, that's it. I figure we might as well make it long.
You know how many, like, that song...
There's a lot of, characters, too. Yeah, like, is it calm? Like that, and then you can go really, really low. I think you could really showcase your skills.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, she hates it. I think we should hear from some others because this is, I guess, not it. Tim, what is your suggestion?
I would suggest Landslide by either the Dixie Chicks or Fleetwood Mac. It's kind of a middle-of-the-road voice range, and I think it could be done well.
I like that.
I kind of do, too. I feel like I've got her voice range.
It's a little bit of a snoozer.
Is it a girl?
It's a little bit of a snoozer, though, to be honest.
Is Fleetwood Mac a girl? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
it's a little slow. I feel like you...
Am I going to make people fall asleep?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Sorry.
Great song.
Yeah, great song. Love the song.
I don't know if it should be your one night only.
Right. I got to go out with a bang. And I hate to say this. Queen would be a bang. That one is...
Okay.
I don't want to say that. Okay, so far, that one's doing pretty good.
Will, what do you think she should do?
Stuff like Carrie Underwood and like Britney Spears goes off really well without having to do it well. But I would also suggest not doing your first one on Friday. I would suggest like going somewhere small and testing out some songs before that so it's less of a big stage.
So like do it in my shower.
Oh, yeah, do it in your shower, stuff like that.
I have a feeling that you would get really passionate about that for some reason.
Oh, I would think of the same thing. I would be thinking about all my exes, and then I would start shouting out their name.
Oh, you know what? That could be good, though. I think
it would be healthy for me.
I think Will is right. Carrie Underwood, Britney Spears, those are like really easy and make you feel sassy, easy to embody,
mm-hmm.
give you a little attitude.
I like it.
I like it. Amber, what do you think?
I do. Love Shaq. Well, because you can use it, it's fun. You engage the crowd, and the more you engage the crowd in it, you can put the microphone out and have them help you sing it.
I'm going to do that the whole time. I'll sing one word, and then the rest, they will finish it.
Sing the chorus, you know. That's fair.
I like it.
Okay. Don't hate me if I have never in my life been a fan of Love Shack. So that is an absolute no for me. Sorry.
Okay, so you need to at least like it.
I got to at least like the song. So Love Shack is a no for me.
So am I still winning with Bohemian Rhapsody?
Out of all those songs, yeah. If I'm gonna be at the McGrath Amphitheater, it has got to be a performance. So right now, Queen is in the lead. I want something huge. I need something
big. It's huge. It's 5 minutes long.
I am absolutely panicking over here for Friday because I am making it big. You know what? I am a little excited because my dream was to become a pop star.
Oh, my God.
I think I told you I wanted to run away and audition for American Idol when I was 16.
This is karaoke, sweetheart. Don't. Don't. Get too crazy over there.
This is the closest I will get to my dream of running away at 16 and auditioning for American Idol.
Who knows? Maybe Simon Cowell will show up to the McGrath Amphitheater.
Maybe. And hear me do karaoke.
And say, that was bloody awful, mate.
They will be dead.
That would be my dream.
Well, anyways, I will be doing one song. One night only at the McGrath Amphitheater karaoke for the first time ever. And I'm nervous because I have absolutely no idea what song I'm going to perform.
And you're making it everybody's problem.
Why, yes, because that's who I am. I walk into a room and everybody has to have my problems. That's yes. Who I am. So I've been asking you to tell me what song I should perform. And I now have a new rule. It needs to be big or I go home. Because if it's the McGrath Amphitheater, it needs to be big.
Yeah, we're not doing like row, row, row your boat.
No. It's got to be big or honestly go home. So you could still call us. Tell us what song I should perform karaoke. We've gotten some phone calls. We've gotten some text messages. 2762 said, I'd say throw it back to the best of both worlds by Hannah Montana.
Ooh.
That's a good one. I don't hate that one.
Could you wear bangs and a wig?
I would love every second of
okay.
that.
Okay, noted. I like this option.
Second of that. And then I liked this text message from Amanda. She said, Katy Perry, I kissed a girl.
Ooh.
I could have props.
Spicy.
I throw out chapstick.
My God, okay.
And imagine my costume for that. I mean, it would be beautiful.
I'm here for it.
Katy Perry always looks stunning. And then 6421. Imagine the props for this one. Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball.
Wow. Oh my God.
Me on a wrecking ball.
I feel like you'd end up sobbing if you sang this.
Oh, I can tear on command. Isn't there construction in the area? They probably got a wrecking ball.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Now I'm thinking about safety concerns.
I'm sure HR will probably say no to that one real quick. They're probably going to that the door right now saying that's a no for us.
That's going to be a no to the Miley
but
Cyrus.
But I'm like, there's construction in that area. There's got to be a wrecking ball.
I know.
Are you saying no to that
I'm
one?
I'm saying no to that one.
Crap.
Okay.
It was really 6421. That was a really good idea.
I love the idea. But
what if I perform that one off a wrecking ball? Just not the same. It's not the same.
It's not the same. So for this week, it's a no.
I just would like to throw it out there, Taylor. I know you said no to Heavy Machinery. Okay. I know you said
no.
I know you said no. But somebody on the text line, Michael, he said swinging on a wrecking ball and would be really a showstopper.
It would. However, I guess if I'm not liable, do you. I don't care.
I think HR would probably say no to that one and probably the city of Cedar Rapids.
This is why you're not in charge of picking your own karaoke song.
Because I would probably end up dead at the end of it.
Well, yeah, we're trying not to die here. So we've been asking you for your suggestions of something that is McGrath Amphitheater worthy.
100%.
For Destiny's first ever karaoke song. Jared, what do you think she should do?
You could sing Tequila if you want something easy.
Oh, we're going to be here for a while, Taylor.
Somebody did this. That guy from Cedar Rapids went viral years ago.
Who did this?
Some guy went viral on the internet for being like, tequila.
Dude, people are saying tequila on the text line. I just want to let you know.
This is a cop out. It's funny. Don't get me wrong.
I just stand there. I could get dancers. I'll dance myself. Look at me. I'm dancing right now. I don't even know when tequila comes in. See, they did this all the time in pep band. I was in pep band, and mm-hmm. I always got tequila wrong. Is it coming yet? I still don't know.
See, we're not doing
this. Is it yet? Tequila. Oh.
Okay, I can't wait
anymore. I don't even know anymore. See, and I would be late, and then everybody would be like, "Boo! She sucks. She didn't even know when tequila was coming."
Exactly. So I love it. I think it's funny.
However, I could throw out tequila into the crowd or spray people with tequila. Those were options. She hates him.
Sounds like a hazard for the eyeballs. Okay, Jared, you had another suggestion?
Otherwise, if you're looking for something serious, a good one is Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Ba, ba, ba.
Hey, crowd involvement.
Hey, I do know the words to this from Pep Band.
So good.
So good.
I mean,
ba, ba, ba. Hey, I could get my clarinet out too. From
okay, no, this is not band. You're singing. I don't know where we are getting confused.
I was trying to get props out, okay? Trying to make it big.
Okay, well, on to the next one. Schmitty, what do you think she should do?
Don't Stop Believing.
Here's how I know this one's a good contender. I'm already wanting to sing right now.
It's so
hard for me not to sing right now in the moment.
Well, and everybody knows it, so it's not like you're going to be singing by yourself.
That was a good idea right there.
That's the cue that I feel like we've heard from a lot of people on Facebook, over phone calls. People are saying, like, pick something that everybody knows so that they sing, and then they can't really hear you sing badly.
No, that's a good idea. Okay, I like that one. All right, so far that's a good contender.
Megan, what do you think she should do?
Spice Girls Wannabe.
Ooh, okay.
Engage the crowd. You know, it's an upbeat song, and it's not too hard vocally, I don't think.
She's right, it's fun.
Don't hate me, but I've never really been a big fan of Spice Girls.
Okay, so now she's going to be picky, I suppose.
Yeah, I think I can be at this point.
Okay, well, we got one more for right now. Diane, what's your suggestion?
Crazy by Gnarl.
Yes. Okay, why is that?
Why is that? Because you guys are crazy. I love you guys.
He says the same thing over and over again. This is pretty easy.
Another one that I'm like having a really hard time not singing to right now.
I have a feeling the performance to this would go crazy. You'd start to get that twitch in your eye like you do when you're really getting crazy.
It's a good song. Right now, your Queen song, Don't Stop Believing, and Crazy are my top contenders right now.
Okay, Bohemian Rhapsody, Don't Stop Believing, and Crazy
are at the top right now.
Ooh, okay, it's going to be a battle, I guess.
The battle of the songs.
Yeah.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
How far would you go to find the love of your life?
Oh my God, so far.
Eager, okay. There is a dating hack going around that
barefoot
I'm like...
Barefoot too, on nails, where are we going?
Okay, you might be into this then, because this one that is going viral, I'm kind of like, okay, that feels like you're doing a lot right now. You got to be at an airport. These two girls have gone viral because they went looking for boyfriends by going through the luggage claim and writing their name and their phone number on tags on people's bags that say their name and call me if you're single. That's it. And if you're lucky, somebody will call you. If you're not lucky, you're going to get yourself a stalker murderer. I don't know. This feels, I'm like, okay, is this what they used to do back in the day when they were like writing stuff on bathroom walls? Like, call me for a good time.
I used to do that in the kind of.
What?
I shouldn't say this. I used to do it in the park, like on the slide.
Oh, really? Did you ever get a call?
But I didn't use my own number. I would use it for the...
That's... Whose number?
I would do it for the girl I didn't like in school who's the bully. I would write her number and say, call for a good time. That's what you get for being a bully.
Okay. Sure. That's fine.
That's what I did.
Jeez.
And now I am a bully. Now that I think about it, in my head, I was not a bully. Now that I say it out loud.
This is like the 2024 version, I guess, is doing that at the airport on luggage tags.
I don't like this. I don't know why, but I just don't think it would work well.
Well, here's the thing. If you
Does it have a successful rate?
No, because it's just these two girls that are like, try this. And people are like, I don't know if I want to try that. Because think about it. Unless somebody saw you putting it on their bag and they were like, hey, what are you doing with my bag? You don't know whose bag you're putting it on. It could be somebody that you're not into at all. It could be somebody that's married. It could be somebody that has kids. You know what I mean? Like, you're not getting to see them at all.
The only thing I guess I kind of like about this is that, you know, how many times have you probably said when you were single that there's nobody here. That is my time, you know? Well, in the airport, you got people coming from all over the place, right? They're traveling here from all over the place. So you're more likely to meet somebody outside of the area.
True.
You know what I mean? So I feel like it might help that way, but I just don't know. I don't know how good of the success rate is. I'd like to hear the success rate.
Probably not good, because think about, I just feel like you're sweaty at the airport. You're not pulling anybody.
My concern is always just TSA. I always feel like I'm always going to get in trouble for something, even though I don't got nothing wrong with me. Don't you? I always feel like they're going to catch me with something, even though I got nothing.
Okay, then maybe you should not ever try this, ever.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I may not know the song I will be performing for my one night, one song only, The Errors Tour.
I don't think most people, by the way, like that karaoke on the regular are like, it's my tour, but you've never karaoke before. We're making this a big deal.
Oh, so we're going big, okay?
I mean, we're talking McGrath Amphitheater this Friday. It's your first time ever. Why not, you know, go big or go home?
It's so big that they even emailed and they were like, hey, we might send somebody down to take photos
of you.
So I'm saying it's a tour, okay? I'm saying it's happening.
Whatever. I mean, okay. So song aside, I feel like we've kind of like given you some ideas. You need some marinating time on that.
Oh, I do, because I got to look at like lyrics. I got to think about my vocals. Where are we at? Me, 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 me. You know, don't really me. I got to think like, how high can I go? How low can I go?
But there's other things to be thought of. And you just said that you're literally going to go shopping for an outfit for this.
Yes, you will see me at like, I don't know, TJ Maxx tonight, maybe. I don't know.
For, okay.
Old Navy, like, maybe. An outfit.
You know what? I support this because I am you and you are me. And we like an excuse to buy
a new outfit
for any sort of event. So I get it. But like, what are you picturing, I guess?
Here's kind of what I'm thinking. Pop star. I'm thinking I want a mix of two things. Okay. I want a mix of Katy Perry.
Oh, my God. Okay. I have concerns already.
Why?
Let me think of how I can say this appropriately. You want something supportive. The last thing you want to do while you're karaoke.
Well, sometimes her top pops off. I know it popped off on American Idol the other day.
Fixing a cone that's fallen down. Yeah, okay. You got to make sure you got some straps.
Well, yes, I want things to be strapped in.
Exactly. Okay. But I like the whimsy of Katy Perry.
She screams American pop star. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking old Katy Perry, by the way.
Yes.
California
girl.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Okay. Old Katy Perry, California girl. Hear me out. With a little mix of Elton John.
Interesting. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, if I'm going to go big or go home, I'm going to be Elton John.
So like what? Like bright colors, like sparkles?
Here's the thing,
like
is it's funny because I don't really know a whole lot of Elton John's, like, I know some of his music. I don't know a whole lot.
But you know what?
I also don't really know a whole lot of his fashion. I do know it is great.
Well, I'm over here Googling now because I'm like, I know it, does it mean?
Big old glasses and stuff.
Big glasses.
See, and I want that to block out them haters.
He wears a lot of blazers, but I feel like you may be a little hot in a blazer. Okay. He wears a cowboy hat every once in a while.
Well, that's off. I don't want to wear a cowboy hat. No. Well, I'm down with a hat, but not a cowboy hat.
Hear me out here. Elton John plus Katy Perry. Does that not equal Harry Styles?
And I love everything about that. I love everything about Harry Styles.
Feathers, feather boa, yes. Glasses, bright colors, sparkles.
Harry Styles is what I'm doing. I don't think I'm doing a Harry Styles song, but
Oh my gosh.
I don't hate Watermelon Sugar.
Oh God. Okay.
No. What?
We're not going back to that.
Okay.
We're on the outfit right now.
No, we're not talking songs, but I think, you know what? I'm going to envision Harry Styles.
I think that's what you should do when you go shopping. So number one,
Harry Styles now or Harry Styles One Direction?
No. Harry Styles now. Recent tour that he was wearing like feather boas and stuff.
He looked hot. All right. Shirt on, because he didn't have a shirt on sometimes. We got to get this clear.
This is an outdoor facility.
I just want to make it clear. He sometimes did not have a shirt on.
Okay. I think you should wear a shirt.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Is
it no shirt, no service?
According to me, yes. Yeah. You're going to sing on Friday, whether you like it or not.
There are moments I look forward to it, and then there's moments of pure panic.
Well, I think you've thought a lot about singing. I
need to talk to my doctor about upping my anxiety medication.
Perhaps for the day of, because it's your first time karaokeing ever, and you're going to do it at McGrath Amphitheater. You've thought a lot about like the singing part. What song should I do? What song's going to fit my voice? Yeah. You're going to figure that out at some point.
Hopefully soon.
I hope soon. But it might be right before it happens. Who knows? But something else I think you need to think about is your stage presence.
And I think of SpongeBob. Stage presence.
Yeah, that's how I want to say it. Stage presence. Because you're going to sing, and you know you're going to sing, but what else are you going to be doing up there? Because you're going to be on stage, right? So I think there's some things that you need to think about. Like, are you going to hold the microphone, or are you going to put it on a microphone stand?
Guess
that's two different vibes.
I didn't think about that one.
If you have a stand, you have a prop to like dip down and do cool tricks with.
Uh-huh.
If you don't, then your arms are more free.
Good questions. And is the microphone, well, we got to back it up a little bit more. Is the microphone wireless or wired? That's the first question.
Because you need to be careful if it has a wire on it. It's a tripping hazard.
Part of me wants it to be wired so that I have a little thing to twirl my finger around.
No, see, and that's going to make you look like you're nervous. And that's what we don't want.
Yeah, but to do something with your hands. I can do something with my hands because I'm nervous.
No, you can't do that.
Okay, so you're saying wireless. Got it.
I think you need to be holding the microphone so one hand is occupied, right? That one has a job. The other one, you need to have some go-to hand motions. And it's going to depend on your song, obviously. But you know what's really powerful? A point.
That is
what... Did you feel that when I just pointed at you?
Well, I felt that, but that is what boy bands do.
A point... And then you open the
your hand,
and then
close
you grab
the hand.
It and bring
yep,
it in.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's a boy band move right there.
You can say no. If there's a no in the song, mm-hmm. You can wave your finger like an angry little mom.
You point, you bring it back. You point, you bring it back.
Yeah, that's there's a lot
boy
of
band
options.
Move. Yeah.
If it's like a real banger, you can maybe start like the swag surf, you know, bop it back and forth with the hand. I think you got to have some of those in your back pocket because you can't be, you know, like messing with your pants and putting your hands
those
in your pocket.
I got to work on that. Yeah.
You're
no, I didn't
nervous.
Even think about that just now. And well, you just reminded me with that is I also need to work on crowd involvement.
You got
to
walk around the stage. You can't stay in one spot.
Well, I like crowd, like, come on, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Let me hear you.
Hey, over here.
Now this side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know.
Uh-huh.
And what I like pop when artists usually say, like, is it, come on, everybody. What does Taylor Swift say?
They go, sing it.
Well, yeah, that's what she says. And then she says, I'm trying to think of it's Cruel Summer.
Yes.
Right when she gets to the bridge.
Yes, she says, we've made it to the first bridge.
And let's cross it together.
Yes.
Cruel Summer could be a song. That's an option. Sorry. Because, oh my God, I could get boots like her, bedazzled.
Okay, and now we're back to everything but the karaoke part. I feel like we made some progress today towards your first ever karaoke gig, which is Friday at the McGrath Amphitheater.
One night, One Song Only, The Errors Tour.
Yeah. So because it's your first time, you've been freaking out, quite honestly, all day. And mm-hmm. you will continue to freak out. One of the things that you struggled with today was, what song do I sing?
Yeah.
And we had some people chiming in all over the place. We had, like, I don't know, Britney Spears being suggested. We had Carrie Underwood. We had Miley Cyrus. Gina, what song do you think she should sing?
Instead of doing Miley, maybe think about her dad, Billy Ray, and do Achy Breaky Heart, the most classic karaoke song ever. I think you'd be great at it.
She's right. Underrated, honestly.
That was the first time ever that someone gave me a song and my mouth dropped.
I didn't even think about it.
That, yeah, I like that song a lot. That is a good one. I mean, I feel like people forget about it and then you hear it and you're like, oh,
you know,
my
the words.
God, I know the words. I forgot about this song.
It's easy. I would want to know what it comes after the chorus, because I don't know if I know that. But that chorus would go crazy.
Oh, 100%. Okay. Yeah. No, I got an achy, breaky heart still from all the trauma in my life.
Sure. And boy, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thinking of other things that are relevant, because I gave you a suggestion earlier, which I think you were kind of okay with, which was Bohemian Rhapsody.
I think it's iconic. I think it's... I'm just, my only concern about it, it's a little long. That is the only concern.
But one song, you know, you got to make the best of it. So I've been thinking a little bit more. Now we got to face the hard truth about Friday, which is that it may rain mm-hmm. on us. So
the
I thought,
entire time.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, you should embrace it and almost use it like a prop. It's Raining Men. Maybe it will rain men if you sing this. All the men be flocking.
Can we find some men who happen to want to get some, take their shirts off? Is that an option?
You're going to have to take the lead on that one.
And I will. I would love to rip a shirt off of a man. Is there a man that would... Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't... Can you do that while you're, like, clocked into work?
Why wouldn't I? Are you saying it's an HR problem?
I don't know anymore.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.